You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, guess what time it is?
It's time to get going. Yee-haw!
Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Dave's Corner Garage. Coming to you loud and somewhat clear and somewhat understandable. We've got a great contest going on, by the way, facebook.com/... Dave's Corner Garage.
Somewhat understandable.
The studio audience is laughing. Did you hear?
Yeah, it's back from Scotland, Jimmy.
My wife always said, what did you say? Dave Tate is with us this morning. He's from Elegant Motors. He's a specialist in refinishing, polishing, and protecting your paint. So we're going to have a conversation with him this morning. It's called, Elegant Motors?
Elegant Motoring.
Elegant Motoring. I know they're up on the Queensway across from the food terminal.
You got it right where the Ferraris are.
Oh, yeah, I know. Is that your place with the Ferraris?
Unfortunately, I don't sell them. I just service them in the back.
I was going to ask you about that.
I thought it was about being elegant when you're driving the car. We could have had Marilyn in, you know, and then dressed us all up.
There's no, what's called synergy. That's a synergy. Dave McLean. Did I say it right, audience?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you're just getting too good.
Too good. The auto show is going to be on. We are less than 100 days from the auto show. We're going to be talking about stuff from the Army. They're going to bring out all our Jeeps and tanks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's going to be one of their specialties, plus, of course, the specialty cars and all the other stuff he does. And Jason Dale, the name should become familiar pretty soon. He's the Automotive Business School up in Barrie, Georgian College. And David's going to talk about the programs that they have and the entries of... quite a few people have already started to enter into this automotive program where you actually get a diploma. You can put letters behind your name, like, not in.
Well, exactly. We're going to be talking about, you know, why, if you're not sure what you should be doing, automotive business is a good
well,
area
you know,
to get into.
The truth is, in all my years, I've never been a day without work. Every day, we know there was always a work there, and trades need people to be in the trades.
Exactly. We're all hurting. We need blue-collar workers.
And if you're watching us right now on Facebook, which is davescornergarage.com/... What is it? It's been a while. facebook.com/davescornergarage. There
yes,
we have it.
Yes,
so you can go online right now, catch all the boys who are neatly shaved. Dave...
I have to grow a little bit.
I grow that a bit.
I did clean up this morning. Did you notice?
Barely.
Okay.
I barely noticed. Is that David Tate from Elegant Motoring is going to do a demonstration on something called Cool Tint, and we're going to have that live on the screen. So give us, you know, take a look at it when it's going to be coming up. And if you're a little shy, don't want to call in, and you can write in some of your questions to Facebook. But
yeah, we'll take
your calls.
All righty, we're going to be right back, Alan.
Check us out, Al.
If you've got an automotive question that pertaining to our subject today or anything else for all that matters, give us a call right now. We've got a million years of automotive experience under our belts, and we're going to get to those calls and our guests right after these breaks.
Love it.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage, and we have David Tate in from Elegant Motoring. What's your website, Dave?
Elegantmotoring.ca.
Okay. That's so if you want to see some cool sights, there's some great product on there, and we'll leave the rest over to the other Dave.
You know, I was always taught that a clean car runs better and stays alive longer. True?
100%.
So, you know, wash your car every month, wash your car every week, every day.
When it gets dirty.
When it gets dirty.
Yeah.
Well, some of the car washes use recycled water.
Absolutely. They can damage those touchless car washes, as an example, can damage your paint just as much as the soft cloth car washes.
Oh, really? So it's not, so it's just kind of a fallacy that because it's not actually touching, it's not damaging, but in fact, you're saying it is.
A little bit of both. So,
okay.
As an example, because they're using recycled water,
yeah, right.
A lot of times it's not filtered. It's just like cascade filters. So
heavy
sediment goes to the bottom, the finer particulate goes to the next one, and then gets blasted onto your car.
Well, you know, Crown is one of our sponsors normally, and we're always talking about rust protection and protecting the bottom side of the car.
Yes.
But you have a product that protects from the top.
Absolutely. Several products.
Mm-hmm.
One of those products protects against impact. From
impact, you mean the shopping cart hits you, or
exactly,
really,
exactly. Depending on how hard, everything has its limits. my jaw, depending on how hard you hit it, might break. Depending on stones hitting them, abrasion, so on. We had one customer rubbed it against a wall, rubbed his front bumper against a wall.
Yeah.
Just peeled off the film. Paint was fine. Put new film on. Away he goes.
So this film that you're putting on is like a layer of plastic.
Can I literally think of it like a giant invisible sticker?
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And there's some pretty cool properties with the film too. If you get light scratches and abrasion from washing your car too much.
Yes.
Literally, the heat from the sun will actually melt them away.
So the film is actually clear. So you're essentially looking at the same car, the same paint, kind of thing.
Exactly. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the portions that are covered in film.
Okay.
And the portions that aren't.
Now, when you're buying this, I can buy from you, or I can buy from the dealer. Do you have like a dealer network that'll install this? Or
absolutely. A lot of times, it's actually a boutique shop like myself. In most cases, it is actually doing the install. Well, on behalf of the dealers, yeah.
Right, because it's specialized.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
They used to have a thing which I think 3M brought it out, which is like a clear bra. Just the nose.
Yeah, so 3M was first to market. It was a great product. But since then, now I think at SEMA that just ended, there was something like 20 new companies producing the film and offering it. More or less, they're big marketing companies.
So your client would be a high-end car? The Ferraris,
Our clients are typically anybody who has pride of ownership.
Wow.
So if you want to drive a beautiful car, or you buy a new car, no matter what the value is, that might determine, you know, how much of the car you protect. At the end of the day, it's how nice you want it to look while you own it.
Fascinating, because, the other side of that coin is the millennials will say, it's just transportation, I don't really care.
Yes, but those same millennials are the type of people that are leasing cars nowadays as opposed to buying them.
Right.
And when you turn that car back at the end of the lease, you are responsible for that.
Absolutely, and so you don't want to get big charges when you go
to return it. Exactly, because, the new paint nowadays is so expensive. I mean, just to paint a hood or a fender, you're looking between $500 and
$1,000. Exactly.
It takes nothing.
It doesn't even have the same quality as it did back in the day. Today's paints are thinner.
Uh-huh. Water-based.
And softer because they're water-based. Exactly, yeah.
Can you give us a ballpark idea, though? Okay, let's say I have a Honda CR-V. I bought a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
When would you buy a new car?
Well, this is
his father?
It's hypothetical.
This is a hypothetical question.
Damn, I was about to ask for your credit card.
We don't buy new cars.
So you're going to give me the clear wrap for the protection. Is there one price, or is there different layers of protection, so to speak?
Yeah, there is definitely different layers, and it depends on the customer's concern, right? Some people, they literally drive a kilometer and a half to work, like me,
right?
And they're not on the highway; they're not going to get a lot of stone chips.
Mm-hmm.
In those cases, customers don't care about covering the full front of the car in clear bra film.
Oh, okay, so the option is how much of the car you want to paint?
Exactly.
Cover?
The more that's getting covered, the more expensive it's going to be. But there are certain areas that you would typically want to pay attention to. So a lot of people think of it just as stone guard. A lot of people think of it just as stone guard as an example, mm-hmm. and just put it on the front of the car. But we do a lot of times luggage strips, because when you're loading your golf clubs,
you're
scuff up the bumper.
Guys.
Exactly.
I could use that. Could help my game too.
We do scuff plates. A lot of people are lazy and don't lift up their feet, especially when we have all the inclement weather in the winter.
Yes.
They scuff all the insides of the doors. And now what's becoming popular, seeing a lot of the new cars, you're seeing this gloss black piano finishes and these beautiful finishes on their wood interior and trim.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually applying that film now on the inside of the car, because when you throw your cell phone, you don't want to damage it.
Now, is there a timeline? How long does this take to put on?
Depending on how much coverage you're putting on, usually a day.
So in the morning, out at night, or in the morning and pick up next morning?
No, in the morning, out at night. Yeah, depending. Some customers come in, they want their full car covered. Then it's going to take a couple days.
Interesting. And cost-wise, we're not going to talk about that because of all the different products that you carry. So.
Exactly. It totally depends on what the customer's asking.
Yeah. Is there numbers on the website, though?
There is general numbers on the website, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, good.
And the website is?
Elegantmotoring.ca.
There you go.
And if you're going to get ready for all the new little toys that are coming out for 2020, coming up next, we're going to have a preview of that with Dave McLean from the Canadian International Auto Show, which kicks off in February. He's standing by, and he'll be coming up next along with David Tate for the entire hour, and Dave Redinger, and Alan Gilman, who does have cash in his pocket.
Got money out.
But I really wanted to say film at 10:20.
Okay. We'll be back in a second. Stay with us. Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. And don't forget, we got a huge contest on for this month. Huge. So you can go to davescornergarage.com. God bless you. Hope you didn't hurt yourself there. And enter online to win a full set of tires from Salen, crown application, and a car generator, the dry rendition. So that's open all month. Get on it before we all get filled up.
And, of course, you can enter on Facebook, and you can enter on email. If you go to our website, there is a blog there for us to sign up on email.
So you need a computer, eh?
You need a computer,
well,
right?
Who doesn't have a computer? You got cash.
By the way, East Court Ford has got Black Friday, but today's Saturday. They got a car here, a brand new Ford Escape for $25,000. That's cheap. I would even cover that with a prediction.
Do you have cash?
Not lately. No.
Okay, buy one for L. You know?
Okay. Dave McLean is with us on the phone, and he's with, of course, the Canadian International Auto Show. Started in 1984, David.
I'm telling you, it's funny how it just seems to sneak up on us every year.
But, unbelievable,
what's happening this year, and we're excited for the 2020 event.
So we're talking because you're starting to do ticket sales already.
Yeah, we launched our ticket sales a week ago Friday, and, things tend to build in terms of momentum, but it's been very encouraging the first week to see that we're probably up close to 20% over last year in the early stages of ticket sales.
That's amazing. You know, auto shows are having a little trouble in other cities, but I think because we're in February when we do it, it's cold outside, it's a great place to walk, and you're on for what, I think 14 days?
Well, 10 days, I mean, but when you take in media day and some of the other activities, are probably closer to a 12-day event. But you're right, Dave, that auto shows around the world, in certain markets anyway, tend to be struggling. But we've never been stronger. And it's unfortunate that we run into a little resistance and everybody's, to use the expression, tarred with the same brush here.
Because
the show that we put on is completely unique and different from any other auto show in North America. You know, whether you take a look at New York or, Detroit's trying to reinvent themselves. Certainly, Chicago goes head to head with Toronto, so we don't see that much of them. But we put together what we call the Total Automotive Experience, and it's a presentation of the auto industry and all of its diversity. So it's something that it's not replicated in other markets yet. We're still held to the highest standards in terms of what the manufacturers expect.
Well, and how could you get bored? I mean, it's changing. It's dynamic. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been big supporters of the show for years, and you know that beyond the new cars and light trucks that are presented from the Canadian marketplace, there's the exotic cars, auto exotic.
Right.
We look to bring in cars from around the world. We've got different features and promotions. Of course, Cobble Beach and the Classics Collection this year, they're really putting together a spectacular presentation. So there's really something for everybody touching the auto industry in so many ways.
Well, you've got the Army coming in this year with tanks and
that's great. I mean, you know what?
Are they expecting snow or what?
Well, right now I'm up north and there is a ton of snow, and I'm working away this morning. But the military is a really popular patron feature at the auto show. I mean, and this year we've got the theme being the Defenders, but we've got some new display elements from the military. We've got the main battle tank. We've got certainly the one of the favorites, the armored personnel carrier, and of course what they call the all-purpose land vehicle, the armored vehicle for general purpose, the AVGP, is coming in. So they really enjoy working with us, and we love to have them because it's just so popular with not only kids but adults alike.
They're going to wreck the carpets, though. Seriously, yeah. David, you better take some insurance out on that.
So Dave, we're selling tickets. We're selling tickets online right now. They're vastly discounted. So if I have a group of kids that I'm going to bring or a school, this is really the way to buy this, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got everything available from early bird tickets right through to, when that program runs out, there's a save $6 after 6 p.m. for every night during the auto show. We've got group sales. We've got manufacturer discounted tickets, dealer discounted tickets. But certainly there is a way for everybody to get into the auto show that meets, their economic, spending capabilities.
Well, there's so much to see. I mean, it's not a case of unless you're buying a car, you don't need to go, because there is so much happening right now.
Well, yeah, and that's actually really ranks high in the surveys that we do with patrons is just the sheer entertainment value. I mean, everybody has such high expectations of the auto industry in terms of where it's leading us. It's so technology driven,
mm-hmm.
and it gives them some insight into not just technology within the car, but how that touches their everyday lives.
You know what I like is every 4 years I have to buy the wife a new car. Sorry, Steve, the wife. I bring her down there for a fitting. So she goes down, she tries all these different cars, and then we pick the one that we want to buy. So that's also a good spot. You know, like, everything is there.
Well, you get to see every manufacturer. You know, it's not like you got to drive around town. You get to see everything under one roof.
February 14th.
That's what manufacturers have to realize, too, is the conversion value of the auto show. I mean, people tend to look at two or three different models, and the ability to convert them to their brand down at the auto show is second to none. They don't have an opportunity like that over the year.
No. You know, run from dealer to dealer. Here, it's all there. February the 14th is the magic day to the 23rd.
Yeah, February 14th to 23rd this year. It'll be Friday to the following Sunday.
And if there's a snowstorm, don't worry. They'll have the military there.
Yeah. We're going to be down there, by the way, with our town hall. We do it on Family Day, and our associates are down there with us. So if you want to talk to them personally, and we actually record that stuff and put it on air.
Dave, good luck.
Looking forward to having you.
Thank you, David.
All right, gentlemen. We'll talk soon.
All righty.
We're going to take your calls. We've got a couple people lined up on the phones. We'll take your calls shortly. And stay with us. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. And for those who've just been writing in, to get your tickets online, you can go to theautoshow.ca and get them now before they're gone and the prices go back up. In studio with us is David Tate from elegantmotoring.ca. We'll get to some of his special products that you'll be able to see online. Mm-hmm. But first, let's go to the phones, Dave.
All righty, Alan.
Yeah, we're going to open up the bay doors, and Dolores is the first car in. Well, if it ran and she could move the shifter, she'd be in. Dolores, what's going on with that car of yours?
I don't know. It's a beautiful Buick, old Buick Regal. Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
But the CAA had to bring me home last night because I slid a box of heavy things over off the passenger seat, and it landed on the gear shift, and now it's not making any contact between the keys and the gear shift. Nothing is moving on it.
How old is this car? What type of car is it?
It's a beautiful 2001 Buick Regal.
With a floor shifter.
Floor shifter.
Mm-hmm. Like it's on the floor. The gear is on the steering column.
No, it's on the floor.
All right. So when you put the key in ignition and you start the car up, are you not able to move the shifter at that point?
No, you can't move. You can't turn the key, and you can't move the gear shift any place. Nothing is completely dead.
All right, Dave's smiling. He thinks he has an answer.
I'm thinking that you've disconnected the cable somehow. That runs between the shifter and the transmission.
Well, so, this happened once before when I slid another box fell off when I was moving.
Dolores, you got to stop doing that.
Well, you got to hire people.
I know that bad habits. My car is always loaded. But, you know, this was at Thanksgiving. And when this happened, when I was getting some gas, the next thing I know, I went to pull away and completely dead. So I left it for about a half an hour and just fiddled with it between the key and the floor shift. And all of a sudden, it started and it got me back home from Lancaster.
So what's the remedy, Dave?
Tow truck.
That's
Dolores.
I'll call them back now this afternoon because it's in the park. It's in the big mall.
Hey, Dave Tate's got an idea.
Dolores, have you tried? So you can't turn the key at all. The key won't move?
No, nothing. No.
So sometimes it could just be your steering lock.
The interlock.
Yeah, you might want to try pulling the steering wheel left and right and turning the key at the same time. It might fidget loose the key and allow you to turn it.
Well, I'll give it a try because the CAA, you have to get them to move it this afternoon. So I thought you might have some suggestion.
Well, that was a good one.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fantastic.
All right, just remember, you got to try to do both at the same time, all righty?
Same time.
As you're moving the steering wheel, try to turn the ignition easily and maybe it'll break loose.
Thanks for your call, Dolores. Let us know what happens, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Good luck with
that. That was a good one, Dave.
Thank you.
That was a good answer.
We're actually 2D right now.
2D.
We've got a call in from Art from North York with a Nissan pickup.
Yeah. I went to start the my truck the other day. Nothing. The battery's 2 years old.
Yep.
And they tell me it could be the starter motor or the alternator. Now, how can I don't want to get an alternator and it turns out to be this starter motor. How can they tell what's wrong
with it? Sure.
Yeah, sure. What you need to have done is you need to have it checked first. You know, you need to have what they call an AVR test, which measures the alternator output. It checks for a parasitic draw. It checks to consider the condition of the battery. Can we just back up here? When is the last time you drove the vehicle?
About a week ago.
So it's been sitting for a week?
Yeah.
Okay, and you didn't by accident have the glove box open and the light on or something like that?
No.
All right, did anybody try to boost you?
Excuse me?
Yeah, the the battery, of course, is when you turn the ignition on, you just get a click noise.
Yeah. Okay, well, it sounds like the battery's flat, and the first thing I would do is have CAA or someone else try to boost the battery with a pair of jumper cables and see if they can get you going.
Yeah.
All right, and then if they can get the car going at that point, and it keeps running, then number one, your alternator is probably okay. So at that point, I would look at the parasitic draw on the battery, because normally batteries are good for 3 or 4 years just on condition alone. After 2 years, I wouldn't have expected it to fail so quick.
How long has it been sitting before it went dead? 2 weeks, you said?
No, I'd go out every 2 or 3 days and start it up to charge.
Yeah.
Battery charged.
The question, Art, though, when you do start it like that, do you let it run for any length of time, or do you just start it and shut it off?
No, I just let it run for maybe half an hour.
Oh, okay, well, that's not too bad.
You know, you may have what Alan calls as a parasitic draw. Parasitic.
Parasitic, yeah.
Draw, because if one of the diodes goes in the alternator, it will continue to electrify the alternator and that'll kill your battery. So once you get it going, and if they say the battery is okay, put your hand on the alternator after it's been shut down for about an hour. If you feel that the alternator is warm, you have a problem and it is the alternator. That's more of a backyard solution, but it does.
So if the alternator is warm, it's the alternator.
Yes, the alternator is not shutting off.
So it's more or less to be the alternator than the...
Can be, but you'll have to get the thing
have
ready
have someone
first.
Check it properly. Otherwise, yeah. You're just spending money. You're throwing money at it.
Yeah.
All righty?
ADR test.
That's
ADR.
It.
Yep.
Thanks, Art.
So
have a great weekend.
Take the battery out?
Not necessarily. No. No, no, no.
No, no. Do it. Boost it. Get it running.
And get it down to the shop and they can check it out for you.
They can check for you. Okay. Good enough. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to do something really interesting here. Dave Tate has got a window tint that actually is like sunglasses. It gets darker as you...
As you're in the sun?
Yeah. Let's watch this. This is going to be interesting. So he's got a board with a die on. I guess you call that a...
The cutout.
A cutout.
Yeah, so underneath that, you can see that the tint is clear.
Yeah.
What we're going to use here is a UV light, UV flashlight. Apply it over top, and you'll actually see that the tint will change literally that fast. It will darken up.
Look at that.
It's like magic, eh?
You can put that on glasses, you know?
Well, no, the big advantage, of course, is that, you know, if you put a dark tint on a car window, yep. it limits to what you can see at night, right, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. It makes it difficult, especially in inclement weather.
Uh-huh.
Especially in inclement weather, backing up, doing parallel parking, making a right turn when you're in a pedestrian zone and so on.
So at night, it's almost clear.
Yeah, at night, depending on the film that you choose,
right.
It'll be almost clear. And then
right.
During the day, it'll go much darker. To block the glare. It's also a ceramic tint with mm-hmm. a sputtered German coating on it, which blocks heat and UV and so on and so on, so you don't get the skin cancer.
I used to have that on our pickup trucks when we pick up cars at night, like repo them
uh-huh.
and stuff like that. And you couldn't see the street address because it was so dark. So this here, this lightens up right away. You can see all the addresses and
exactly
pedestrians that are hiding in your windshield. It's fascinating. Expensive?
It can be.
Have you got cash? It's worth it. It's worth it, though. It's called added value.
Right. Well, the law is, I think, the front windows have to be a lighter tint, then it gets darker.
The front can't have any, actually.
So the front side windows don't have any?
It's the two the two front windows, being the driver's side and the passenger side.
Yeah.
No, they can't.
They're not supposed to have any impede vision.
No, you can't have them on the side a little bit.
Okay.
But the front can't have any.
Yeah, legally on the windshield.
Because they want to be able to see who's driving the car.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So in other words, you could put this on your side windows.
Yeah.
And a darker one for the next side window, or?
You can for the back. We try to go with the same all the way around just from an aesthetic standpoint.
Somebody just written in, David. They saw the demo on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and they were just saying that, when it comes to dusk and it gets really tough to see, have you got any kind of solution you can put on windows? That would help with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That same tint. It'll when the UV is strong at dusk when it's coming right at you,
yeah.
That UV is going to actually change the carbons in the film and darken it right up, so it'll block that sun or cut that glare.
You know, especially if you're driving in Toronto and you're heading towards Mississauga in the afternoon now with the time change, it's blinding with that sun.
Yes, it is.
So that stuff would be, it's like lamp black for your car.
Yeah.
Fascinating
stuff. Give me the ball, coach.
How long does that take to install?
A couple hours, 3-4 hours.
So is it coming? I can sit down and wait, sit in the Ferrari?
Absolutely. I got great coffee.
Oh, he's How many times has he mentioned the Ferrari now, Al?
I like Ferrari.
He has one.
Give him some cash.
He needs some paint protection put on it.
I haven't sat in that for 2 years. It's up on the shelf. Alrighty, we're going to be back, and we're going to be talking with Jason Dale. He's with the Automotive Business School, and with some interesting stuff there. So, Al, take us out.
This is Dave's Car in the Garage. We're leaving. Be back shortly.
Take us out, Al. Take us out.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. And don't forget, if you miss the show, you can always catch it on iTunes on our podcast. And that's, you can get it easy as to davescornergarage.com. Dave, over to you.
Alrighty, Jason Dale is with the Automotive Business School. And this is really a unique program. They're offering diplomas for 2 years and degrees, which really twists my crank. 4 years program. Dave, too many Daves around here. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great. So we're up in Barrie, Georgian College.
We are. We're in Barrie, Ontario, Georgian College, the Automotive Business School of Canada.
And then how long have we been open?
We've been open since 1985. This will be our 35th year.
Isn't that amazing? Absolutely amazing. So you have an Honors Bachelor Business Administration degree.
We sure do. We have two undergrad programs. So we have a 2-year diploma and we have a 4-year honors bachelor degree in automotive business, setting the students up for upper management and executive positions within the auto industry.
Right. So this is not a mechanical course. This is actually running a dealership course.
Correct. This is actually for all aspects of the auto industry, retail, corporate, aftermarket, finance, et cetera.
Now, the program is 4 years, so it's a real college program. I guess some of the students would be on campus living there.
Yeah, we have full residence for the students on site. They have a full gym, they have a full library. We're attached right to Georgian College, so they have all the amenities of Georgian.
So, and the other thing was that you're actually associated with the people in the industry, like Honda, Mazda, the Canadian Vehicle Manufacturers Association. Tell us about those connections.
Absolutely. We have a full our own board of directors that's comprised of the Canadian Auto Dealers Association. We have the Global Automakers of Canada. We have the Manufacturers Association of Canada. And we have dealers and provincial dealers associations all across Canada, Dave.
Interesting. Scholarships and awards?
We have lots of scholarships and awards for students, starting from entrance scholarships all the way out to scholarships from across Canada, totaling over $150,000.
Now, all the manufacturers, do they all have specific ways that they want you to train, or is it more, you know, generic?
We actually have a curriculum advisory committee comprised of industry people from all the different areas. So we have dealerships, we have manufacturers, and we have the aftermarket industry that all come together, and we meet 3 times a year, and we talk about our curriculum and what's happening and what's new in the industry.
So graduates can actually get involved on the manufacturing level?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, great.
So they come to the school to interview and sort of say, you would really be great in sales, or you'd be actually perfect in this. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, Dave, we actually have an open house coming up November 16th and another one on February 8th. So students can come and walk through the campus and meet our faculty and our support teams and myself as well. I'll be there and we can talk about your future in the automotive industry.
Any age restrictions or educational restrictions?
No age restrictions. There is educational restrictions as any college program would have, but we'll walk you through all that.
You know, I always thought, like, you know, the trades, everybody always looks down on the trades, but the reality is we're really short on people that with good hands.
We're short on, definitely short on the trade side and the technical side, but also short on our students for the business industry as well.
I found it to be fascinating because in all my years, I've never been had a day off. It's like every day, you know, versus, go ahead, sir.
I was going to say 6 days a week, over 60 hours.
Yeah, it's like you never, it's the one industry, I think, where you never really have enough work that you can't do. There's always something up there.
And if you're looking for a career change move, I mean, if you're whatever age, I mean, you can just tap into this thing and you got a new career going on.
Absolutely. Our average age actually is over most college average age. We're over 19 to 20 years of age. We have students that are mature students that are well into their 40s as well that are taking our program. I mean, our students get 80% of graduates get job offers and end up working. We have 12 months of paid co-op, so they get an opportunity to explore the careers, businesses, and network with OEMs, dealers, and aftermarket.
I've always felt that co-op was a great idea because people can get a hands-on experience and then go back and learn more about it afterwards.
Absolutely. Would you, Dave Tate, be hiring somebody like that? Would come out of
absolutely 100%. It's and like you're saying, it is difficult to find people nowadays that that have the skill set and the training,
and not just with the sales and the management side, but even the mechanical sides. I know that the Seneca College is doing courses for mechanics because we need them so badly.
Yeah, people seem to think in blue collar or in automotive they're not going to make any money, and it's interesting. Like you say, there's not a day that goes by that there's no work and. It's not like it's cheap labor. Like, guys are making good money. I know a lot of guys in automotive that are making, 100 plus.
Jason, any comment on what somebody could earn when they get out of the courses?
The earning potential is really up to the direct individual. We have positions starting in the entry level, but all the way up. And just as Dave said, over $100,000 a year is quite easy.
David's looking for a presidential job, I think, at this point. If I'm going to get a job, I might as well go right to the top, eh?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's a nice concept, too. You go to school, get a degree, and you get a job right away.
Yes.
You can go get your engineering degree at U of T. It's a great school, but there are a lot of guys and women who are graduating who can't get jobs. So
they work at McDonald's after.
Yeah.
Well, it's absolutely true.
Come to us afterwards.
Yeah. Well,
when I was in school at Ryerson, we finished engineering. Most of those guys ended up in sales because there were no jobs in engineering. Everything was outsourced. So the reality is, here's a career that you actually can be in that career. Any idea what a course would cost us?
I don't, but you can go on to absc.ca and take a look at all of our programs that we have there.
Okay, absc.ca, that's your website. Industry manufacturers supporting this are GM, obviously, Honda, Hyundai, Infiniti, Lexus. They're all out there.
All manufacturers are supporting us. We work with over 150 plus co-op employers per semester in all different aspects, retail, corporate, aftermarket, even the auctions and the fleet companies are all working with us.
Amazing
stuff.
That's
across Canada.
Give us the website before we throw you out.
absc.ca.
There you go. Jason, have a good day.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. That's the Automotive Business School. Easy to find. You can just Google it, get some more information. Get your headspace into the car business because it's a great, great, great career.
That's right. And there are just so many different opportunities. He's talking from used cars to people in the service industry into manufacturing. So you could go for the president's job if you wanted it.
I could.
You just need to get the diploma beforehand.
I just need to talk to the wife.
Uh-oh.
The wife!
Did it again. Okay, so the wife comments are down by two. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We still got a few more minutes to talk to David Tate from ElegantMotoring.ca.
Yep.
And any questions you may have before that snow arrives here on Monday, apparently.
I need protection.
Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back. Well, we just entered the in between the commercial break there. We were talking about questions from Facebook. So, Dave, you want to relay that one?
Yeah, the question was, is there a better time of year for us to install this type of protection?
Best time of the year is the time that you get your car.
Was that right?
Yeah, as soon as you get your car, that's the best time to protect it.
And if there's like snow on the road or rain, if you clean all that stuff off first?
Absolutely. We do a full decontamination before we actually apply anything.
So a car comes in and you wash and clean it and wire polish and everything. And then this stuff goes on. So this is a 2-day process, the real?
Depending on the service, it can range anywhere from half a day up to 3-4 days, depending on what the customer wants.
And you give them a car?
We actually suggest a rental. We have a partnership with a rental company to basically make sure they have wheels or transport while they're going.
And the other question I always had is, I've got this paint protection on my car now. When it's trade-in time, do people honor the fact that you've got that? Is it worth more money?
Two things happen. A lot of people do see an intrinsic value in the protection. But right off the bat, you'll get more money because you've maintained the cosmetics of the vehicle. So
it looks better.
It just looks better. Yeah.
Now, people listening perhaps don't have a new car. Maybe it's a year old already. Mm-hmm. And they're concerned, can you put the protection on if you maybe have some damage already?
Absolutely. We'll actually fix that damage. So if a car comes in, it's got a few stone chips on it, mm-hmm. no problem. Don't touch them up yourself because
right.
a lot of times it'll take more work to correct that.
Okay.
We actually use a fill-in or a self-leveling paint solution. So once we put the film over top, basically any stone chips that you had there after we touched them up will disappear.
Oh, great. Yeah. So you can't even see them.
Yeah.
That's great. So again, if you've got a, you know, maybe you've got a collector car and it's a couple years old, like your Ferrari, for example, and you got some stone chips. Okay, it doesn't necessarily have to be a brand new car. So there you go.
You know, and after the summertime too, going back and forth to the cottage, you've got chips on the front of your car. My dad used to have this little paint container. And
he
used to touch it up. My dad's Biscayne looked like it had acne. He was happy with it.
That's why Dave was saying, don't do it yourself. Do let us do it. Yeah. You make it look worse sometimes.
Well, that not just makes it look worse. It's if it's self-healing, you have to do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once we put the film on it, you get light scratches and stuff. They just melt right away. Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
And if you have a dark color car, like a black or a blue, and you go through the car washes, the brush scrolls around it. All the markings are like drive you crazy.
So even when you have the protection on, even the ultimate protection where you're spending, you know, thousands of dollars, we still do not suggest going through a soft cloth car wash.
Really?
That is the devil child of the industry.
Okay, say for example we have an accident. Mm-hmm. Now do we have to do the entire side of the car, or do we just blow it in, or
no, just the areas where they painted? You basically, the insurance, if you tell them in advance, will provide you the invoice and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Reprint it for you if you've lost it or whatever. Give it to the insurance company. They'll give us a call. We'll basically polish it down when the car comes to us and reapply the film or coating.
But because there's always problems when you have a mismatch in the color, like the metal flake won't actually be laying down properly. So how far do you go? I guess still it disappears.
So that we can't correct if they've painted it wrong. All we're there to do is protect the paint, right?
See, I can see the problem
But a lot of times we can prevent the original paint from getting damaged in the first place.
People don't realize that it's actually sometimes it's three or four coats of paint to get that pearlescent.
Exactly.
Yeah, right? So you got the base coat, then you got a clear coat, and then you got the...
We had one customer come in with the new Acura. It was a limited edition. It was called a PMC model or something like that, TSX, and it was 21 layers
of
or
paint.
21 steps to paint. It was painted in the same factory as the NSX.
Can you imagine? So yeah, you're, and it's your fault because you're the last guy to touch it.
It was actually a spectacular color. Everybody was making comments about it. When
I love
it.
Yeah.
All right, David Tate, thanks for coming down. We do appreciate it. How do we get in touch with you?
Elegantmotoring.ca. Reach out anytime.
He's on the Queensway, so if you happen to go across the street, you can buy.
Rave at 120.
The trucks go in for the food terminal.
That's right. Yeah. As I was saying, they're going to the food terminal. Okay, I'm not going to be in next week. Taking my annual week off.
Where are you going?
Florida.
Driving down with the Ferrari?
No. Taking a 747. Anyways, we're going to be down there. I have an old Mustang down there.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So we're driving.
I think you should invite David down there and he can do some tinting on
you. It's a chick magnet, that car. You just can't get the walkers in the trunk. Have a great weekend. I hope everything's healthy and happy in your home. Thank you again, David.
My pleasure.
David Tate. Thank you, Jason Dale. And of course, Dave McLean, Alan, and Donut, the guy behind the counter.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Alan. Sunny weather, happy trails to you. Till we meet. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.